This is Brian Tarquin from Guitar Tracks. Today we have Zakk Wylde, the Wylde Man himself. This is his first solo record, Book of Shadows. The track is Between Heaven and Hell.
Nothing but goodbyes. It's like saying a song cannot be sung. It's like having a grandchild which yet to have begun. Lord, hey, hey, now where I am at times I just can't tell. Somewhere between heaven and hell. All that you know and all that you knew, in the end, child, tell me what's it all mean to you. Don't forget just who and where you are. You can spread your wings, son, but don't you spread yourself too far, yeah. Hey, now, where I am at times I just can't tell. Hey, now, I belong somewhere between heaven and hell, yeah. Between heaven and hell.
Zakk has had a remarkable career the past 25 years. From Ozzy to bands like Pride and Glory and of course now Black Label Society. So I asked him what kind of weapons does he bring into the studio to get his sound.
Just one head.
I asked Zakk in the studio, what does he prefer, recording to tape, the old analog tape that we all know and love to get those big, gigantic drum sounds and guitar sounds, or does he like digital recording like Pro Tools?
It's always analog. Always got Pro Tools there just in case we don't feel hurt. You just go straight in and, you know, that's where all the magic happens. Instead of slicing tape, nowadays it just takes a flip of a button and you've got to throw the bars out over there, see the wall, or let's add two bars or whatever, you know what I mean? We usually do it on one shot. We'll do it in one take, and if your courses are too long, you know, we need to cut them in half or something like that. We just do it right there in the studio. Back in the day, you have to cut tape. we always record analog, and then, you know, then we'll just dump it into Pro Tools, so this way we can do whatever we want
to
do.
Zach went on to explain the differences between recording with Ozzy and his solo projects like Black Label Society.
You know, with us, we can be here forever sometimes, where I just go, Oz, you know what we need to do? Let's just get in there, you know, let me start whacking out some riffs with your mic, start singing your ass off. You got Pro Tools, if you want to make the verse longer or shorter, do whatever you want to do. So we used to just us doing it the other way around.
Here's Zach with Black Label Society from the album called Shot to Hell with Concrete Jungle. I asked Zach about Book of Shadows, his first solo record, which is a great acoustic record, a very reflective record. So I was curious of why he went the acoustic route coming from Ozzy.
I drink till like 6 in the morning, grab my acoustic, playing Neil Young songs, and I'll go on the two of us, that's why we usually listen to us, like Eagles, Elton John, Neil Young, Creed on the piano, and the acoustic guitar. They were just running in track the record, so it was that easy. I don't know, 10 days to do the vocals, come up the lyrics, so...
Back in the early 90s, I remember there was a New Year's Eve. I went to the Coconut Teaser on the Sunset Strip in L.A., and I saw Zach with Pride and Glory, and he did some outrageous guitar playing and soloing and great Southern rock stuff. So I asked him about that.
With me, TMG, I mean, that was like my Creed, Hendrix, jam band. I mean, we take a 4-minute song and turn it into like half an hour, you know what I mean? And when we do the shows, we got a 2.5-hour show, but I mean, it's like, the song would say spell words, but the thing ends up being 35 minutes long, you know what I mean? You sing two verses, and then the rest of it's just a free-for-all.
Through the years, Zach has become a more solid songwriter, a more incredible guitar player than he first started, if that was possible. And I love to see what comes ahead for Zach. Here's one of my favorite songs, Machine Gun Man.